In September last year, the Office of Licensing for the Utah Department of Human Services told the Adoption Center of Choice to correct various operating problems. An extensive list of violations includes missing documentation, failure to account for expenditures made on behalf of birth mothers, and failure to conduct home studies before placement of babies. During a probationary period ending this month, the adoption agency was supposed to correct these violations and stop accepting new clients. But Elizabeth Solis, spokesperson for the Department of Human Services, told KUER the Adoption Center has accepted new birth mothers and adoptive parents during this probationary period. Meanwhile, it has not demonstrated compliance with all its requirements. The Adoption Center of Choice has until February 20th to appeal the revocation notice if it chooses to. A lawyer who has represented the agency declined to comment. The center has been given 7 corrective action notices by the state since 2004. It came into the spotlight in 2012 after a birth father, Terry Achan, successfully sued to have his daughter returned to him. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.